Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
It's amazing how quick time flies, because it feels like just yesterday we were there last December after we found parking, which for me, like, took
it's
about
a parking garage right across the way.
Oh, you illegally parked on the street.
You know me, I get lost going to the bathroom around here. So I'm like in garage decks, side,
oh man,
side
where
alleyways,
am I going to park?
Rolling my window down. Sir, the GPS says that. He's just waving at me. I don't have cash, and he just ignored me. So we get in there, and then, of course, Marissa Fitzgerald comes out.
Oh, we're doing this story.
And I just, we're going to have fun, trust me. But
is it the story I think we're going with?
This is just the best speeches I've ever seen. And I didn't mean to make you tear up. I didn't mean to make you cry. But it's just the unbelievable story. And we talked about it. Dawn had it in her news. And we're all just sitting there. And it was a raucous time. And as soon as she took the podium, or lack thereof, it was just like, this is one of the most courageous speeches I've ever seen. And mm-hmm. it was all fresh in our minds. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it tugs at your heartstrings.
Oh, so we weren't going down the rabbit hole of me silencing the entire street?
Well, we could talk about anything you would like.
I thought that's where we were going down the rabbit hole.
I want to stay away from that stuff.
I'm well aware. Is that the story we're going with today?
We can talk about how you did the bike ride 2 hours faster than I did, which we'll talk about.
And how I taunted you at the end.
That's
yes,
right.
That
you
was
weren't,
great.
By the way, you weren't even sweating after the bike ride?
Because I was already drinking.
I was wondering. You're either dehydrated or you're in incredible shape, and 65 miles means nothing to you. It was like the Super Bowl for me, by the way.
By the way, Steph, don't worry. I'm training as we speak.
So he's going to fall off a curb in June. Got it.
Yeah, and he's partaking this year.
The game set is for beginning of June. He's going to fall off a curb. Like, ouch.
Allegedly. Soccer, you come in here with crutches, and all of a sudden there's going to be issues.
Somebody say partake.
Well, I know. I mean,
Mr. Clinton.
Don't we have enough big-time celebrities in Philadelphia on crutches that can't partake in physical activity like Joel Embiid? Is there a Joel Embiid? Is Joel Embiid around? Did he play last night?
No, good morning. Let me see. I was here earlier, but I was afraid to sit down because last time I sat down, I got hurt. I hurt my leg again, and it's a little disappointing because I just got a new meniscus for Christmas.
I feel for him.
Oh, thank you,
my
Meryl.
Knee hurts. I'm a little tired. By the way, I want to update my schedule. I got diphtheria. I feel feel cramps coming on.
Oh, no.
Early menopause. That should take me through the holidays.
Oh, my goodness.
This is updating my schedule for the injuries after the new year. I got Bell's palsy again.
Oh, no.
Welcome back. It's back. And a little bit of leprosy. But I'm going to be fine for the playoffs. I'll be cool.
Stephanie, we can forget Marissa, obviously, if it gets you too emotional. But when you think of some of the speeches that you've seen and the stories that you've heard, what comes to mind to you? Anybody specifically? Any specific moment?
Well, Steph Tang every year is...
Tang's always...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's become a very good speaker.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And...
This will be 6 years. January.
Wow. Time flies, and it's not a good flight. I mean, like, Tang speaks tremendously well mm-hmm. when she gets on the stage, and, you know, I hate the phrase, I can't imagine, right? So mm-hmm. I don't like publicly speaking. I usually do it just because you always have a spiel. But Tang... My story is always the same,
right.
You know,
sure.
Marty is Marty, but there's updates with Andy, like things could go great, things could be going terribly wrong,
mm-hmm.
You know, then there's the updates on the children, and like Tang just does it with ease, and this party, this event, this fundraiser is just massive,
right.
And she makes it look super easy to just speak out loud mm-hmm. about everything. And she's the most thoughtful person to give back and, you know, to honor all these additional people along with her husband. So Teng is number one yeah. for sure.
You know, Nick, it was at her insistence that we included other families
sure.
to get some of the money. She mm-hmm. said, no, we have to share this.
Right.
So it's pretty amazing. She's an amazing person. And mm-hmm. she also says often, it's really great that Andy's not forgotten.
Right.
So that's a big part of this besides the money we're raising.
Yeah.
And you can go to fbbcf.org/AndyChan to donate, to buy a shirt, to buy raffle tickets.
Right.
But it's also great if you can come out and show Teng and all these other families mm-hmm. how much we support them and love them and care about them and that we're not going to forget them.
And things like this do not happen without the generosity and goodwill of donations, but also from a corporate side with corporate sponsors. I know you guys are still in need of sponsors. So if anybody out there from a business perspective would like to get involved as a corporate sponsor, you can email Jack. It's jack@fbbcf.org. Send an email directly there and they will get back to you with more information. And, you know, we're talking about the final days here before we get to this great event, and we're coming down to the final days of the Biden administration, which is fascinating. And we were talking about this earlier today, guys. You know, that Joe is, you know, in his final 46 days in office or so. He's just kind of wandering around different continents right now and going through the rainforest,
yeah.
which is interesting.
Where, who are you? Where am I?
In 1210 Studios.
So here's the deal. Yeah. All right, come on. We got to fix this thing. We still got time. We're gonna do great things.
40 some days.
It's not all done. We got things to do. I feel for Philadelphia. Am I married a Philly girl?
That's right. True. Right.
Can't remember her name right now. I know she's from Philly.
Yeah.
My wife's a Philly girl.
Yeah, you've said that in the past. What's the thought process, Mr. Biden, this past weekend with pardoning your son?
Who are you? Pardon me. Come on, the whole thing was a sham. Malarkey. Where are we?
You know, you've made a lot of money through your son, through Burisma and overseas ventures. I think you guys could probably give a couple of $20 donations for FBBCF.
Guaranteed. Absolutely. Here's the deal. Uh-oh. We're all giving money.
Yeah.
I got plenty of it. Plan to give some of it back, too. Who among us hasn't taken a little here and there? Come on.
We have some people that want to jump in on the phones in regards to this event. Ooh. As well as the comedy.
Who is it?
Well, we're going to find out right now. We've got Jay, who is offering up his services. Jay, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Joe, I've met you at a couple of events. I'm a white beard Santa, wild beard Santa, and I want to come up, offer, do whatever you guys want, pictures, and if you have stuff on the side, like, you know, somebody needs something special, any of the families or something, if I can do it, I'll be up in Philly I can come up that day, and then I'll be up again the 14th.
We'll take you, Santa. That. Where are you coming in from?
All right.
Where are you coming in from?
Abseekin.
All the way from Abseekin, New Jersey.
First of two.
That's
two.
Me.
I love it. Yeah, we could use another Santa, right? We have us, Santa?
Do we?
You ain't got this guy. Listen,
you bring in the old lady?
Santa Wars!
Yes!
I have a good friend. She can come if she's off. I'm not sure. She's just in spur of the moment. But listen, I just go out, give out candy canes all over the place.
Appreciate that. We love to have you. Good to see you.
Joe, yeah, you'll recognize me when you. I'll send you. If you need it, I can send you a picture. And I got.
Wait, you wearing that red suit? Send that one.
Whatever you want. No, if you need it, if I can send it there, just give me the details and I'll be there.
Santa needs a new phone.
He does.
What do we have?
There's Jay.
We still need. What do we have? We're going over the mascots and the people. The Trump guy's coming in and he. The Trump impersonator, physical guy.
It says here you need a Trump and a Rocky Balboa.
Yes, we need a Rock. Come on. We got it. We should get a Rocky because the main guy, John Monforto, is busy. He's got a gig somewhere, probably in L.A. or something. But we need a new Rocky this year.
You know, I'm starting to do some acting, you know. I'm Shakespeare. To be or what?
Anyway.
I wonder what President Trump has to say about Rocky Balboa's recent endorsement leading up to the election.
Did that happen? Because there were so many, I can't even keep track anymore. So many great endorsements were coming in, and we had them all. We had Rocky too, huh? The fictional boxer from Philadelphia. Or was it Stallone? I admire Stallone. Boy, how many billions of dollars has this guy made? We ought to tax Stallone. Tariff that stuff. I mean, come on. They had a whole day of it yesterday. Rocky Fest. Are you kidding me? They didn't have this when Frank Rizzo was mayor.
Dawn Stensland, anything that you want to jump in on here? Impersonations, thoughts, stories?
No, I would just say, you know, we hope that you join us on Friday night. It is, and I know that there, obviously we're trying to raise money for these families of those who've served. And in the case of, you were talking about Mrs. Chen, I mean, you think about it, her husband is the only one who survived this on duty, right? And so there's we're coming into the holidays. So whether you can make it, and we hope you can, because what happens on Second Street stays on Second Street.
Wow. It does not. It has traveled for the last year and has haunted me. So it does not stay.
The bars are still hawking. Step down for a test.
I will protect you.
That's my attorney general.
The thing said on Second Street still haunts me to this day.
So, and no, Third Street, and Chestnut Street, Market Street, and Phillips Street.
But I cannot even tell you how much, I mean, we did have so much fun, even though obviously we're coming out for a great cause.
Great cause.
But if you can't be there in person, you can be there in spirit and just go to the website. Either you can go to gregstockersucks.com or the Families Behind the Badge charity, children's charity website, either one. And please donate either way. So be there in spirit, or we hope you're there in person. But just a reminder, it's all off the record.
Yes.
And by the way, that website does redirect to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation.
Where?
GregStockersucks.com, Mr. President.
It's a great handle. It's a fantastic. Who does your marketing? Brilliant. Brilliant.
One last call before we wrap it up. Ed in the Northeast wants to jump in and talk to Joe Conklin. Ed, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
That's not Ed. It's Ed, Chip Snapper. I'm thinking about coming up to the Christmas Bazaar on the 5th and the 17th up at Club 360. But I'm going to bring the girls from Kensington, if you don't mind, Joe.
Well, make sure they're on good behavior, because of the girls on the avenue, because there's a code blue out there.
Oh, no.
It's cold.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the only problem is, Joe, that, you know, they removed the islands off. You can't get on the Route 60 now because the islands are gone, so we got to take, like, 3 buses to get up the street road.
Yeah, have your challenges. The 66, that is.
But, Joe, I can't wait to see you on the 5th and the 17th. It'll be up there.
We're still looking for volunteers, you know, for the children, the dyslexic children of school for dyslexic Kensingtonians. We're looking for people to help out writing letters to Satan.
Oh, my God. Joe Conklin. Stephanie Mack, Mark O'Connor.
Everybody needs to not just donate. You really need to come out and
it's a great time.
We'll all be there. Nick, Dawn, myself, everybody on the
December 20th
radio right now. Yeah,
you'll be in prime holiday party and spirit time. It's the Friday before Christmas. It's perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. What else are you doing?
That's right.
Come on, just come out and support a great cause. Great people. And
oh, by the way,
Dawn Duchat.
Flyers winger Garnett Hathaway will be on hand. We didn't mention that yet.
Oh,
he's getting the
is that right?
Dedicated Community Spirit Award for his dedication. Yeah, so come on, any Flyer fans, come on out.
There you go.
Yeah, Garnett's been hosting families of fallen.
Well, that's great.
He pays for the tickets, and then there's a meet and greet afterwards. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah.
And so we're really thrilled that he's coming, and we're thrilled to be giving him this award.
It would be amazing if you somehow were able to land Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni for this as well. I mean, they're on fire right now.
You never know who could show up.
Yeah, we try to get Jalen
to motivate, you know, our team. But I've been asked to temper things. That Jalen, I know what the frig I'm doing. Jalen, come on over.
The standard is the standard. Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. He who go to bed with itchy hand, he wake up with smelly fingers.
Unbelievable. So good.
Oh, my God.
He's so lucky.
And this is just a preview of what's to come on Friday, December 20th. Trust us.
Everybody come out. Everybody in the YouTube chat right now is like, come out. Yeah. Come out. I'm calling everybody out. Everybody must come out.
Yeah. Stocker doesn't leave his home too often.
It's true.
This is a golden opportunity.
It's absolutely true, especially going down to Atlantic
City. I was more surprised you showed up to Atlantic City.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, he had to give me a ride home.
I'm training, Steph. I'm training. Maybe in the spring I'll text you and you and I can go out training.
Yeah.
How about that?
There you go.
So then when he falls off his bike, then it'll be my fault that he's not actually doing the bend.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I need a trainer, and you kicked ass last year, so.
Yeah.
If he falls off his bike, just make sure you get it on video.
Got it.
Holy crap! Thank you.
Absolutely not a problem.
No. We are excited about the Eagles football team and about the 5th annual Andy Chan Holiday Block Party Friday, December 20th, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., That's a 5-hour load for some people. That's a long, long afternoon. And it's a night of entertainment and fellowship. Come on out.
That's right, Merle. It's for a great cause.
I feel for him.
I feel for you, too.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, everybody.
Guys.
All right, there we go.
Everybody
Mark O'Connor, Stephanie Mack, Joe Conklin, December 20th, 4
p.m. See you in 2 weeks. Woo. Yeah, baby.
Get ready to drink. I'm taking you out, Mack. I can't beat you in a bike ride, but I can beat you with beer.
Nah, I don't know about that.
You're
challenging
a sorority girl, but all right.
About that. I don't know about that, Kale.
Good luck.
All right. I've seen her in action.
Quick break. We'll come back, and I don't know what we'll get to, but we'll figure it out. It's Kale and Company here on Talk Radio 1210.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
As you know, and you've been paying attention, every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of every month, right around 9:30 on Kale and Company, we talk to one of our great heroes and veterans, all a part of the Travis Mannion Foundation, as we are joined by Marine Corps veteran Brad Adams this morning. Brad, good to have you here in studio. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Nick. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You look like you're still ready to go into combat right now, man. Guns out, jacked up.
I mean, my God.
Jeez. I'm jealous. Making this real awkward now.
Yeah,
the guy's
like,
what the hell's this guy doing?
Yeah.
Thought we were going to talk about my service.
I'm married.
Ours.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I got three kids.
A little something for the ladies on YouTube.
Yep. Ladies, flock over to YouTube right now. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. So, Brad, you are an infantry officer for 8 years, 2011 to 2019. Take us through that 8-year stretch and your run in the military. What was that like? And what was really the calling for you to dedicate such an early portion of your life to this?
It was something I kind of wanted to do earlier on as a child. We took a field trip when I was in grade school to Annapolis.
So you're talking like third, fourth, fifth grade.
Fifth or sixth grade.
This wasn't like 16 years old. I don't know what
it kind of took a turn after that. So when I was in high school, I got recruited to the Naval Academy. I thought I was going to go there. Ended up not going. Last minute, changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed more local for college, and always kind of regretted it. So while I was in school, I wanted to get into NROTC and then go into the Marine Corps after that.
Okay.
So that's kind of I wanted to take a little bit of a different path than my peers in college and go that way.
And you went to St. Joe's Prep,
correct?
Lower Bucks County, Southampton.
Yeah.
And you said you were recruited by the Naval Academy, athletically recruited.
For rowing.
For rowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had you pegged as a football player or a wrestler, but you were a rower.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep. Good for you, man. So you get done and your full-time duty ends around 2016, correct?
Yeah, the end of 2016, yes.
And then TMF comes calling for you.
Yep.
Not literally, but that was the next step in the process. And here you are another 8 years later. What has that journey been like being a part of such a great foundation?
It's been awesome. As an infantry officer, in the Marine Corps, dealing with young men, like a lot of guys age 18 to early 30s, right? That's like kind of, that was our wheelhouse, in ages in those units at that time. So now I do a program at St. Joe's Prep, and I've worked at other schools like Father Judge and other places like that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice to teach character and leadership to young men. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I like dealing with the guys that are a little bit older, like the juniors, seniors, mm-hmm. That are 16, 17, 18, a little bit closer in age, like to the Marines that you led, you know what I mean? And the guys mm-hmm. you served with. So it's pretty fun. It's interesting. You know, keeps you on your toes.
Right.
You know what I mean? With the younger guys. So. Yeah.
It's interesting. You talk about the younger guys. Let's go there for a minute. This audience, we do well with young men. Dawn's boys at times will listen to the show. Not to make it political, but we've right. seen the youth of today, Gen Z, are starting to lean more right than left. For those that are listening or those that are involved or thinking about getting involved with TMF, just take me behind the scenes in the military, because we see so many stories today about recruitment numbers, and not to get into the politics of the military, but,
right.
you know, everybody says, oh, it's got to be unbelievably difficult, which I believe it is. How difficult was it just getting yourself ready to be in that position for when that moment comes and you have to serve your nation? The training, give me the physical and the mental of how tough you need to be inside and out to make it like you did at this level for 8 years.
I mean, I think almost anyone can do it if they set their mind to it, right? You gotta build a foundation from the start. You know what I mean? Like that. So that starts at the younger ages.
Because there's usually an athletic background, right? You've been coached, you've been drilled, you've been trained.
Yeah, you got to be a good teammate. And a good, a good member of the team before you can be a good leader.
Certain
right?
like cultures.
A freshman's never the captain of the team, typically, right? It's always a senior. So
right.
you got to come up. So being part of a team, being part of a group is definitely very helpful to get that teamwork aspect. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And that's something that we do touch on with TMF. That's one of the, when we do the programs for the high school students, that is one of the sessions is a teamwork session, you know, with that in mind, that you got to be able to communicate and work within a team before you can actually be a leader. But I don't know if you're ever fully ready mm-hmm. for everything. Like the funny thing I always said about the Marine Corps is like, once you like finally got good at your job, you got a new one, you know what I mean? Like you were platoon commander, then you were company
right.
executive officer, then you're company commander. And like, once you're at the new role, then you're looking back like, oh man, that other job was easy. I would have mm-hmm. done this, and this.
Sure.
So like, you never know,
right.
you know, at the time, and you're never necessarily doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You just kind of got to do what you think is best and what's best for the, you know, for the men, for mm-hmm. the, for the boys, you know what I mean? Underneath you.
Sure. For those that have served, that are looking for something from a fulfillment standpoint, you have done with TMF, Operation Legacy Service Projects, the 9/11 Heroes Run and Marine Corps Marathons. Anyone specifically that you really enjoy spending your time and dedicating yourself to more than the other one that really you love?
Well, I do really like running the courses, right? Because you actually deal with students, young men, for more than just like a 2 hour quick like presentation. You see them every week for, you know, 8-10 weeks in a row or
yeah.
something. But then on top of that, the Operation Legacy stuff is really good. I know there's some members of TMF, some excellent volunteers, Bob Craven, Connie Whalen, who have organized stuff at Washington's Crossing National
yep.
Cemetery. And,
mm-hmm.
and we've gone, I've brought my kids out there, you know,
wow.
they're young. So it's good on Memorial Day to do something,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Rather than,
yeah.
You know, and teach the meaning, right? It's tough to tell
sure.
little kids like what it means and have them, you know, go by, you know, headstones and lay a plaque on a gravesite. But,
right.
It's something everyone needs to understand,
yep.
And it probably should be taught at a young age, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's a very impactful one for me doing that beyond just the courses with the students.
Mm-hmm. Brad Adams, United States Marine Corps veteran, Travis Mannion Radiothon, the foundation, we get ready for that. It'll be here before you know it, just over 3 months from now, March 21st. If you don't have anything on the schedule that day, you need to come by.
Okay.
We'll be here all day from 6 in the morning until probably 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And we could chat again. We'd love to do it.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I'll clear the schedule. We'll be here.
Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I appreciate
one,
it.
I need one of those polos, by the way.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And a set of arms like
that. Listen, I'm just a volunteer, man. I have no pull there, okay. You know? So right. I'll put in a good word for all you.
Well, right? If you can't get me the shirt, maybe you can help me with the arms.
Okay, all right. We'll do that.
Workout routine.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Brad Adams, great to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
You got it. Brad Adams, United States Marine Corps veteran, all brought to you courtesy of the Travis Mannion Foundation and, of course, our presenting sponsor, Window Nation, for all of your door and window needs. Visit windownation.com. We will come back, get to today in music history, as well as what's on tap for the Dawn Show. But first, a word from our friends at DuckDuckGo, and what an offer we have for you. 7-day trial offer, that is come and gone. You think you've missed out? It's not true. How about this? It gets better. A 30-day free trial offer. That's right, 30 days free simply by going to duckduckgo.com/1210. And with the new subscription service, Privacy Pro, that they offer, it's a 3-in-1 package. But we are all cognizant of the fact that we put too much of our personal information out there on the internet. That's why personal information removal is paramount, and it is glorious with Privacy Pro, because it's all sitting out there. I did this myself when I signed up. You can do the same as well. I found that my information was sitting out there on the internet in 52 different locations. In less than 48 hours, 17 of those records wiped clean. That's a third of it in just 2 days. Check them out today, duckduckgo.com/1210. That's how you get your new 30-day free trial. It also includes VPN and identity theft restoration. Do it today, duckduckgo.com/1210.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Today in music history, coming up in just a couple of minutes, as well as what is on tap for the Dawn Show. But before that, let's find out what's going on in the world of news. It's been about 2.5 hours since we checked in. Let's get to Dawn Stensland's Big Three at 9:43.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Yeah, let's get you up to date this morning. And we are sponsored in the Big Three, sponsored this morning by American Heritage Credit Union. So we do have a breaking news story this morning, and that is that the CEO, the biggity big, the head of United Healthcare, fatally shot, gunned down this morning outside a Hilton hotel in Manhattan in what police say was indeed a targeted attack.
What did he know, and what was he about to say?
So, I don't know. This is wild, but it's making, obviously, national news. Brian Thompson served as CEO since April of 2021, and the report is that he was gunned down. They have a description. They're searching for that suspect. It happened right near West 54th Street, 6th Ave, outside the Hilton Hotel. This is Manhattan. According to police, the victim was shot in his chest, rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Suspect wearing a backpack, 6-foot-tall man, slim build. That's pretty cream color jacket. I mean, had gloves and fled north on 6th Avenue.
Wow.
So this is a crazy story that we're following for you. But the motive, we don't have a motive. We don't have a suspect. But this is the CEO at the helm of healthcare giant United Health, providing health insurance for more than 49 million people across the United States. And their Optum segment also provides care, runs one of the nation's largest pharmacy benefits management businesses, and offers tech services as well.
It's not every day a healthcare CEO is killed in a targeted attack right in Manhattan, New York.
So is it a domestic situation? Is it having to do with healthcare? You know, I don't have that information. But
yeah.
Obviously the police are on it in New York City, so I wanted to bring you that breaking news story. And then as well, we do have the story of in Philadelphia, as we look at the Sixers, 76ers place and the controversy over the 76ers, and will they get the stadium? Will they be lured to Jersey, to the other side of the river? I think not, but certainly the Sixers sweetening the pot, because City Hall says $50 million in community benefits is not enough in this $1.5 billion deal, by the way. So the latest here is that the city council is pushing for at least $10 million more. So we're looking at 60 million dollars for the community benefit.
Community.
Community benefit. Mm.
What does a community benefit entail? Like, what does that mean? Like, it means businesses will be...
Businesses, mm-hmm. SEPTA, yeah. Transportation, everybody affected by the, you know, 2 years of construction of this...
Crime, mm-hmm. Congestion.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. All of that.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's like the little yellow community chess card you'd get in Monopoly.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
SEPTA, costing SEPTA millions in added operational costs.
Yeah.
They have to adjust. Mm. And so people saying you got to protect neighboring Chinatown to preserve the culture, but you also have to make sure that you keep it safe. And so it looks like the minimum number now is 60 rather than 50 million. That's the minimum.
Yeah.
To even come to the table on this. So I just wanted to update you on that situation. And, you know, Joe Conklin was mentioning Rocky.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this I have to mention that this is, you know, this is Rocky Week in Philadelphia.
Oh, is it?
What does that mean?
Well, for example, did you realize? So I was trying to think of this as far as when we had Jimmy Matthews running this our museum steps.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
A couple weeks ago, the Rocky statue, remember they moved it from the top of the steps to the side. Now it's back to the top.
Oh,
all the festivities.
Okay, cool.
So this is the first time in 30 years that the Rocky statue is back at the top of the steps at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Interesting.
You know, if I never saw that statue again, I'd die a happy man.
No, they do Rocky Fest. I mean, this is people come from all over, seriously.
Yeah, they do tours, right?
Yeah.
On filming locations,
yes.
Right?
Filming locations and all of that.
Phil Almquist, have you ever done the Rocky tour?
That I have not. No. Okay. No.
He would, though, if U2 was performing.
If who was?
U2.
U2? Yeah, where were you yesterday, Phil?
Get the lead out at Sellersville Theater.
Oh, yeah. Wow. My dad used to tell me that back in the day. Get the lead out of your foot. You run like an old man.
Such a great band.
Kale froze again there. Yeah,
yeah. By the way, Phil did say when he came in that we had no camera issues during all of our in-studio guests.
Allegedly.
And I said, give it time. We still have about 18 minutes left.
That's true. It's true.
And there's without fail, the camera crashed.
Plenty of time to F it up. don't underestimate our IT department's ability to F things up.
It's remarkable. Get Doge in here.
I say that as a joke. They're all wonderful people.
Yes,
I'm saying that because Obama said that about Biden, right?
Yes. Yes. That's right.
He showed it. So Rocky Fest, taking us through, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of festivities and all that good stuff. So I just want to mention Rocky Fest.
Okay.
We are sponsored by American Heritage Credit Union. Ready to buy a home with American Heritage Credit Union. Their home connection. You get cash rewards, lower mortgage rates, and discounts. Visit AmericanHeritageCU.org/homeconnection. Insured by NCUA, not a member. Join today, NMLS 433838. That's our big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. We'll see what's on tap for the Dawn Show in just a couple of minutes.
So I have some tweets. We haven't read any social media stuff lately. An Exile in Jersey says, wait, Blue Sky is run by women, so we'll eventually become the cat... The cat picture clearinghouse.
Uh-oh.
It's true. Aaron writes, don't forget Moana 2 and Moana from 2016. They're fantastic movies. They were Disney movies,
that's true.
When we said, and has Disney made anything worth watching in the last 10 years?
Okay.
Chris in Jersey says, vacation tip, stop traveling to countries where they will rob you and cut your head off.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a very good point.
It's a good point.
That's a deal breaker.
Rob says, Pete Hegseth bringing his mom on Fox.
Yeah.
What?
Interesting.
Defending him. She was on this morning live in defending her son.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Will you have some of that audio coming up in the Dawn Show?
Sure.
All right. That's interesting to me. Because they made
Would you bring your mom on to defend you?
Well, my
television?
Mom would never say the awful things that Mrs. Hegseth said about her son. So, because I'm an exemplary individual.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Where are you? Hello. Thank you.
God.
I mean, this is damage control now, right?
Well, Hegseth, I just saw a quote from him a few moments ago on social media that he had a conversation with Trump, and Trump told him, keep going, keep fighting. So maybe DeSantis is not in the bullpen warming up. Because we talked about the story from the Wall Street Journal earlier today, the 6 o'clock hour.
Well, when I first saw that at like 4:30 this morning, I was like, there has to be... Because you know DeSantis is going to come out and deny this, right?
Mustard.
That's right. He's going to finish up his duties in Florida. He's focused on the great state that he governs, the whole bit. You're going to hear all the cliches and prepared statements.
Phil, before we get to your music history, can you unplug that and plug it back in?
Yeah, I can do that. He did it before it unfroze me. Now I'm frozen again. I'm like scratching my forehead.
It's a great
mid-freeze.
It's a good look.
It is a great look. I put that on holiday cards.
Yeah.
All right. 9:51. We'll get to what's on tap for Dawn's show in just a moment. But in the meantime, let's find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history?
December 4th, we celebrate the birthdays of Chris Hillman from the Birds, as well as the Flying Burrito Brothers, who's now 80, and Vinny Dombrowski from Sponge, who's now 62. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Whitney Houston, Roy Orbison, Gary Rossington from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys. We also lost Frank Zappa on this day in 1993. Sings include I Fought the Law by the Crickets in 1960, Over the Mountain by Ozzy in 81, and Spend My Life by Slaughter in 1990. Album that could Beatles for Sale by the Beatles in 64. The Simpsons Sing the Blues in 1990. Yes, I do own that CD. December's Children and Everybody's by the Stones in 1965. And Take It by Force by the Scorpions in 1977. Also in 79, Fleetwood Mac brings the USC Trojan Band on stage to perform Tusk at the Forum in Englewood. In 2014, after a fake MSNBC story reported, Axl Rose said, no, where have I heard that before? Fake MSNBC story. Axl said he tweeted him, if I'm dead, do I have to pay taxes? In 71, Led Zeppelin was atop the album chart with Led Zeppelin 4. In 80, Led Zeppelin decided to break up 2 months after the death of John Bonham. In 71, the Montreux Casino in Switzerland burns down during a Frank Zappa gig. The event is, of course, immortalized by Deep Purple smoke on the water. And in 69, Richard Nixon, VP Spiro Agnew, and 40 U.S. governors, count of 40, view simulated acid trip films and listen to rock music in order to comprehend the generation gap. Yeah. But lastly, and actually a big shout out to Greg right here, because he allows me to promote when I'm on RDV and Hatboro. Well, I'm on again tonight between 6 and 9 p.m.
Do they have cameras that work?
No. No, they do not. Okay. So RDV.org, 89.3 in Hatboro, and I'll post the information on my Twitter page.
89.3 in Hatboro.
That's correct. 107.3 in Philly, and there's a whole bunch of others, but it's all on the website.
Wait, so this WRDV gets an FM station and we don't?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm on both.
That's amazing. I'm going to need to have a meeting with myself. I can't with that.
By the way, three-page banger today from Almquist. He had three pages of music history.
He let his bed run out, too, by the way, his music bed. By the way, Phil Almquist, side note, Sponge. Very underrated band, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would say, especially with all the bands that came out in the 90s, they kind of got pushed aside since,
Agreed. 16 Candles, Molly was a great song.
Totally.
Plowed.
Plowed is great.
Anyway, sorry.
CDs, cassette tapes, A-track, vinyls. How much physical music do you have at home?
All CDs.
You have like a whole room full? Like a collection?
Well, most of them are still in the books that we had back in the day, which I still have.
Okay.
The pile goes from the floor to at least here.
Okay.
And then,
which, for people listening on radio, is where?
A good 5 feet tall. Okay, yeah.
There we go.
And then I probably have another box or two filled with stuff in the spare room. So, yeah. Nice. And I'm still buying them.
All right. I'm going to interview you next week. All right. Dawn is coming up at the top of the hour, and we find out what she has lined up just about 5 minutes from now.
Yeah, there's so much going on. So I'm getting word of a lot of different shakeups, suburban school boards. Uh-oh. And so, you know, we had that primary, and we had a lot of shakeups on in the other mandate by Democrats. Are things going the other way, leaning to the right on these suburban school boards? So the fallout is happening. And so I'm going to cover all of that for you. And then Beth Ann Rossica, who, as you know, suburban mom, who has come to fame, broad and liberty, a writer, citizen journalist that I talk about all the time. who was a PhD in education and flipped from being a Democrat to a Republican. So we'll get her take on everything that's going on. She is a specialist on education, but also taking a look at, you know, thinking about the Supreme Court taking these arguments on the issue that we started out with 6 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
And thinking about SCOTUS looking at the issue of transgender treatments for children, but then looking at how will that impact us here in Pennsylvania at the school board level and even the most recent win for President-elect Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll zoom in, zoom out, get experts and a lot of local moms and dads calling in and get your take on what is going on. But there's a ton that's breaking. I believe Guy Shiraki might check in with us. I'm not sure.
Nice.
So Guy, Beth Ann Rossica, and many more to come. There's a lot breaking this morning.
Okay, so unlike our cameras, Dawn will be zooming in and zooming out for the next 2 hours.
And by the way, her camera's working, and you can check her out. Keep YouTube up,
yes,
because Dawn will be live,
yes,
for the entire 2 hours, yes, on YouTube. Her camera does not break.
Did you come back? Right.
No, it didn't come back. But box 3 is the only box that matters. That's the Stensland box,
yeah,
and yes, I'm sticking to it. All right, that'll do it for us, everybody. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next. Tony Bruno tomorrow with us at 8:30. And, of course, we are back at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
This time of year, there is just no greater time of the year, I think, than to give back. And so that's why my friends from Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're partnering once again with the Salvation Army for the Piazza Toy Drive this year. As you know, they do this every year, and it's a great event. It's a lot of fun, really brings us all together. You can visit any of the Pennsylvania or Delaware Piazza Premium Automobile showrooms. That's through December 16th, and you can donate a new unwrapped toy. Your support will make the holidays obviously a little brighter for local children. Do this. I know we'll be out and about. We'll be in Westchester, actually, this evening. So find the dealership nearest you at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Thank you. Happy holidays from our Piazza family. Tell Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.